This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station. The Health News Digest on the bigger picture. BFM 89.9.
Good afternoon and welcome to the show. It's a Monday, that means it's the Health News Digest segment with me, Tina Camilla. Joining me this week is the Bigger Picture intern, Kimberly Lee, with a special report from our event that took place on Saturday. Don't know what I'm talking about? Stay tuned, BFM 89.9. Hello again, it's the Health News Digest segment. I'm Tina Camilla. It's a special episode this week. We are discussing the event that we organise on Saturday, the 14th of October, Health and Living Junior. Joining me on the show this week is Kimberly Lee, whom we sent to the foyer of our event venue to speak to some of you at the event. But more on that later. Just to give you an introduction, Health and Living Junior returned for its second year to address the theme of growing up in the city. Medical, education and policy experts gathered to share their research, activities and challenges in addressing the issues related to children's well-being in the city. The evening editions Ezra Zayed and Umapagan Apikipagan hosted the event, which featured, among others, Senior Consultant Pediatrician Dato' Dr. Amar Singh, Health Ministry's Head of Psychiatry Services Dr. Toh Chin Lee, Lawyer Farah Nini Duzuki, and Associate Professor of Education Dr. Lucy Bailey, talking about inclusive learning, mental health, obesity, and sex and reproductive health. Take a listen to the welcoming speech from BFM founder himself, Mali Ali.
Hi, good morning. Thank you very much for coming. I echo Ezra and Uma's, I think, about coming in on a Saturday morning. I have three kids myself, so I am very, very vested in this conference. I have a 16-year-old, 13-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I just realized what worked when they were under 10. I have two teenagers now. Doesn't work anymore for my teenagers. So it's becoming a bit of a challenge these days. A couple of things. I think some of you I see bringing younger kids. But I think the things that are coming up in the future is this digitally connected generation. That's one. How do you get them off their phones? Also, the talk about the birds and the bees when there's so much social media out there. I think my kids are learning a lot from maybe not learning the right things. So how do you have that conversations? And one of my kids, my youngest, is a bit of a slow learner. So how to, and I'm okay with that. And I'm okay with he has other skills and it compensates in other ways. But how to make sure that he doesn't get demoralized along the way, right? So that's some of the issues that we all go as parents. We had a callback on Thursday, I think you guys did a callback on radio. And every parent has their own little things, right, that they want to. We all want the best for our children. So I think that's the motivation for this event today. It's a sharing session. We love questions, so do ask. It's not often you have a panel of fantastic experts and doctors and health practitioners and consultants that are here to answer your questions. So please do ask them that. With that, without any further ado, pass you on in the good hands of Ezra and Umar. Thank you very much.
At the event, we also spoke to some of you to gather your thoughts and concerns about raising healthy, happy, resilient children. Kimberly Lee has the details that's coming up. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9. Welcome back to the show. It's Health News Digest. I'm Tina Camilla. Kimberly Lee is in the studio with me. We are bringing to you some interesting thoughts we've gathered from the Health and Living Junior event that took place on Saturday, the 14th of October, themed Growing Up in the City. Kimberly, tell me more about the participants at the event.
The venue was filled with over 500 attendees who were very enthusiastic about the event. Seemed like many of you came from different backgrounds and walks of life. Curiosity got the better of us, so we asked you why you were here and what you expected to gain from the talks.
My name is Surya Kumar. I am 52 years old. I am from PJ. I'm a new parent. This is my one and only child. I thought it would be good information I could get from here. What I would like to know is child development, how to help my child be a better person, better communicator, things like that.
My name is Raymond. My age is 49. I'm from PJ. We came here to learn ways and means to manage my child and find people who are experts in their field.
My name is Sherry. I'm 32 years old and I'm from St. John's, Canada. I'm a former teacher, now event planner here in Kuala Lumpur. I plan on having children one day, so it's a good idea to be learning about trends in healthcare. And as a former teacher, it's always good to keep up on practice.
I'm Jelly, and I'm 27, and I'm from Sarawak. I'm working in a center called Spices, and then we are working with special needs children. Actually, I want to know more about what kind of service that I can provide for my children, and then to also know more about currently how is the children learning in different areas, and then to know about more from the expert on this area also.
I'm Carol Wong, and I'm 33. I'm from KL. I'm a homemaker, but I do provide tuition for upper secondary kids. To know more about parenting and everything about childhood, you know, children who are growing up. In fact, my sisters and my brother plan to set up a kindy soon, so I hope I can actually lend a helping hand.
Hi, I'm Shamala and I'm 29. I'm from Subang Jaya and I'm in a healthcare department. The event is about urban living and bringing up a child in urban living. So what I want to gain is how to bring up this era's children in this urban living.
We also asked you some questions to gauge your views on childhood. So, what does childhood mean to you?
Fun time, happy time.
Childhood means to be able to play and to understand your identity and have time to grow.
Childhood should be happy because we parents have to be teaching them the virtue of happiness.
Playful, colourful, freedom. You don't have to think anything.
We followed up with a question on what you think is most important for a happy childhood.
Interaction with loved ones. I believe that would be the main contribution.
Play. Play, play and play.
Space to play, space to grow, and space to understand who you are and what your identity is going to be and how to form that.
We need to instill good values and then teach them what is basically right and wrong. We need to teach them to be in a positive mindset always.
A lot of play, close with their parents, growing up in a very good environment.
For me, a happy childhood is, I guess, to have parents around, you know, to have parents play with you.
Of course, parents strive to provide the best for their children. We wanted to find out what you want to give your children that you didn't have while growing up.
Better resources, maybe getting to learn more languages. I remember when I was a teenager, there were a lot of pressure to do this, do that. I don't want to be that parent. I just want him to, you know, be happy and, you know, be himself.
Close relationship with the parents. I prefer to adopt a friendly approach to my child, acting as a friend to my child. And of course, I have to let my child know where is the limit.
I would want my child to have the same environment, meaning be able to grow on their own. And they got to learn how to chart their own course.
Today's children grow up in a vastly different environment from their parents' time. This is what you had to say when we asked you about the challenges children face today compared to your childhood.
They're actually exposed to a lot of the media, from the mobile phone, from the internet, and also the day they step out of the house, they see a lots of advertising. It's all fast moving for them.
Social media, technology. I'm so glad that I did not grow up with Facebook all around me. And even children today, their parents are posting photos of them. So they're growing up with a digital footprint already. And that's quite stressful.
As a teacher, actually, all the children have too much iPad technology that they are playing around. They don't even really play in the playground anymore.
For me, I think it's addiction to internet, addiction to digital technological stuff.
Next, we asked you if education equals to success in the big city.
Education is good, but you know, education has to be defined. Just because you read a book and you get a paper from university doesn't mean that you are educated. I believe education is perseverance and how you handle situation, how do you react.
The importance of education for me is quite strong as a teacher, and I think that education can bring you places and open doors and avenues for self-expression and being able to understand what the world can offer you. In a big city, I think that, you know, everything's at your doorstep, so being able to understand the importance of education, everything's available to you.
If you don't have certain qualification, there's not going to have an interview for you at all. So the education is really important in their life. I'll say that everybody has their own intelligence level. If you're not a bookworm, it doesn't mean that you cannot come out in your life. Everybody carry this one intelligence trait where they can come out, you know, they can excel in their life.
In a big city, this is a catch-22 question, because in a city, you're very educated, but if you study the wrong course, this is my mother's degree, this is my daddy's degree, but not your own passion. Education is the foundation. They may not be academically good, but at least they know how to run a business.
It was great to hear the many different perspectives, as well as similar viewpoints from the variety of attendees at BFM Health and Living Junior. Most of you were very forthcoming with your thoughts and ideas on what constitutes an ideal childhood. We couldn't help but notice a consensus in what you think is a huge challenge faced by kids today. Rapid technological advancements and fancy gadgets seem to be an obstacle to raising healthy children. It was also interesting to see how some of you defined education in the last question, going beyond what is taught in the classroom.
So you spoke to roughly how many people?
I spoke to around, collectively, 20.
And many of them were parents?
Some of them were parents, grandparents, and teachers. And children.
Do you have a ratio? Do you have a breakdown?
It was a bit hard to find grandparents. I could only speak to one grandparent. But for teachers, there were more. Most of them were parents with their children. It's around 60% parents, 30% teachers. And
the rest are kids and grandparents and then
line.
Right, so we couldn't speak to every single one of you. Obviously, we only spoke to a small sampling of those who attended, but we are keeping the conversation going. You can join in by tweeting us at BFM Radio. The hashtag is BFM Health. Tell us what you think about the influences of urban living to a child's upbringing. You can also drop us a WhatsApp message. It's 018-789-8899 or email us at thebiggerpicture@bfm.my. Now, back to the event. Besides the panel discussions on some of the most pertinent issues affecting children in the city, we also had a few side activities. The kids were kept occupied with a lot of creative activities, but one of the things we did was the photo wall setup. Tell me more about the photo wall, Kim.
Delighted, inspired, happy. These are some of the words you wrote on the wall when asked to express how you felt at BFM Health and Living Junior. The wall was inviting and colourful, with multicoloured Jenga blocks strewn about. However, many of you were reluctant and shy to fill in the blank Jenga blocks before the start of the event. We were delighted to find that more and more of you came forward as the day wore on. We spoke to some of you regarding the expressions and words you chose and why.
I'm Anne, 31 years old, from Kuala Lumpur. I wrote the word inspired because after I hear the discussion just now, after lunch, about emotional well-being of children, we also heard about discussion of people talking about how different it is when our parents were being brought up, ourselves being brought up, and also how do we need to bring up our children in future.
I'm Amanda and I'm from Kuala Lumpur. Persistence. Nowadays, a lot of people, when they do things, they give up easily. Nowadays, I see parents when they try to teach their children and they give up easily. And I think that this is not the right way. I think persistence is the way that we should instill in us.
My name is Hilda Pile Cajon. I'm 59. I wrote cheeky because I love children. And I've just been looking around at the kids that have attended with their parents. And they're very sweet and they've come along, I see them with lollipops stuck in their mouth, some of them with their balloons, and they're having a great time colouring. And, you know, that's the cheeky side of it.
My name is Pusenti. I'm from Yayasan Choki. I'm 44. Awesome job. I'll say a great platform for all age, from all type of background, whether you're parents or you're a teacher or you're a lawmaker. And I see children and teenagers, you know, are here to meet, to discuss for the well-being of a child. The variety of people participating in the workshop that I used to go is always about the NGO. Certain group are left out.
We then asked you to choose a word you associate with childhood and the reason behind your choice.
Adventure, because at that time I had a lot of freedom to choose what I would like to do, and also a lot of time and space to try out different things.
Laughter, fun, yes, and cheekiness, because you have to be cheeky. I don't want to use the word naughty, I rather use the word cheeky. When you're cheeky, you can challenge people as well, but then it's different from being naughty.
Fun, because nowadays, especially children that live in the city, they do not have much fun in the cities. Some of the children I see, they don't even know how a chicken looks like.
Many of you were overwhelmingly positive about how you felt at the event. At the end of the day, most of the jungle blocks were filled up, and some of you even penned lengthy gratitudes to the organizers beyond the allocated space. The event was a great success if the response was any indication. We hope your Saturday was well spent and that you learned a lot about kids growing up in the city from the talks.
Did you contribute to the photo op?
No.
No, you didn't? Okay, if you could summarize your thoughts with just one word, what would it be?
Enlightening.
Wonderful. That's Kimberly Lee, our roving reporter of an intern. If you were at the event, you would see her running about with the headphones strapped around her head, with a recorder in her hands, earnest and eager to speak to every single one of you. Of course, we couldn't speak to every single one of you. But we have more at the event after the Busa update. Kimberly spoke to some of the children at the event. I wonder how that went down. We'll find out after this. This is Health News Digest, BFM 89.9.
The Health News Digest on the Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the show. If you've just joined us, it's Health News Digest on the Bigger Picture. I'm Tina Camellia, and joining me this week is Kimberly Lee for a special report on the recent Health and Living Junior event. Just to recap, the last half hour we shared why we organized this event and why we themed it Growing Up in the City. Of course, a children's health event is not complete if we don't speak to the children themselves. Kimberly staked out at the foyer of the event hall and pounced on as many unsuspecting kids as possible to ask them what childhood means to them and how they envision their future. Take it away, Kim.
This event saw about 100 children who came with their parents and grandparents. Many of them were under speaking age, but we also saw several school-going children who were very enthusiastic about the event. Most of them were having fun playing with Legos and Play-Doh, as well as crayon colouring at the kids' activities section. We caught up with some of them to capture the younger generation's voices and thoughts. The first question we asked was what makes them happy and delighted?
Nothing. Jokes. All the jokes are funny to me.
Spending time with my family.
Crazy.
Playing games, computer games, video games.
Making art. Playing with my best friend Anna.
I get something new.
We then asked them what makes them sad or upset.
When I cannot do something that I like.
When people doesn't have home and stuff.
Getting schooled.
When I make an art piece and it doesn't turn out well.
This was followed by a question about their favorite activities and hobbies.
Reading, writing, drawing and singing.
Watching TV.
Coloring. And sometimes I like to read.
Painting.
Drawing.
I like to play sports.
We were also curious about their favorite thing about being a kid.
I guess I'm much more respected by and younger peers, except for my siblings and relatives.
I like running around.
You can still do what you want. Balloons.
I get free tickets to places.
It was wonderful listening to what the children had to say. Most of them took some time to warm up and respond to the questions. Perhaps this was because the setting was not conducive for the children to open up. We definitely think that they have more to say and express. Maybe different avenues would allow kids to voice their thoughts more freely.
What is your favorite thing about your childhood?
Definitely playtime.
Playtime.
And sleeping time.
What did you do when you have your playtime?
I used to play with Barbie dolls.
Really?
Yes. I used to play with Barbie dolls in front of the television, Saturday morning cartoons.
What did you watch? I think we have like a 10-year gap between us, something like that.
I think they had a pretty standard lineup. There was Batman, Pokemon, Digimon.
So you watched those shows. Did you play any of the, you know, the recent Pokemon craze? You played any of that?
No, but I did download the...
The app.
The app, yes.
Did you like it? Were you one of those zombies?
It was exciting at first. The fact that you get to capture Pokemons even though they're digital. Yeah, it was like living a childhood dream. But after a while, I found that it was a bit limited in the sense that all I could do was capture Pokemons. And
you've got better things to do in your life.
Yes. So I uninstalled it.
All right, wonderful. And there you have it. The question is, do we have the resources to support their childhood? And what else can we do? We've come to the end of the show, but we can take this conversation off air and keep it going. Tweet us at BFM Radio. You can email us at thebiggerpicture@bfm.my with your comments. Let us know if you were there and what you thought of it. Tell us what you would like to see in our next health event. And you can also like our Facebook page, BFM The Bigger Picture, for pictures from the event and for more content like this. Don't forget, if you couldn't make it to the event, as usual, we will be airing the edited version of each panel session in the weeks to come. So stay tuned for that. Until then, if you can't get enough of our experts, you can always look them up on our BFM app available on Google Play and the Apple App Store. Just search Health and Living or the names of the experts to find our podcasts. If you missed any part of this show, you can also download the podcast version on the same platform. That's all we have this hour. I'm Tina Camellia, joined by Kimberly Lee. This has been Health News Digest on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.